My name is David Whitfield. I live in Bolivia, South America. I've lived there about 20 years. I'm a North American by birth, and I chose to be a Bolivian also. Of course, that doesn't mean everything's wrong in North America. But you guys have George Bush, and we have Evo Morales, so I think we're even. CediSol is a foundation with three basic columns: alternative education, renewable energy, and social justice. This is what these are the three focuses that we want to touch with all of the programs that we do. And we have another prize for those who are here. Jamie? You've got one? Hey, we can find out who's good. Hermano, tienes? Manny? ¿Quieres uno? ¿Ya tienes? Okay, safety guy. Okay. Whoa, you almost got a picture of that. Anyone else like a CD? Oh, okay. Hey, you stopped the glass from breaking. Thank you. We have also up here some business cards. We have some little manuals on how to put together our stove. We have some solar cooker manuals if you'd like to take some with you. And we have, for those Spanish-speaking people that are interested, an earlier model of our solar cooker. We have the how to do it manual, the measurements and stuff. You can cut it out and use it. Might be useful for you guys in Peru. We had a hard time when we started getting Spanish material. But, as I was saying, everything we look for, we want to see how it relates to alternative education. People have life experiences that are valuable, so we try to help them see that. And we try to help build them up. We believe appropriate technology or renewable energy is a key to helping people achieve social justice. Many of this stuff you can read on CDs that you have, so we're not going to cover that now, but we value and define technology as the use of ideas, energy, and resources to solve problems and create a positive change. So for us, that's what appropriate technology means. Eliminating carbon dioxide in homes is our main focus right now. We have a tool for that we call ecological cookers or ecological stoves. Some people use the term integrated cooking system. Bolivia is a country with the highest rate of infant mortality in this part of the world. We think this is part of the reason. You can understand what's in the middle. This is a link. India harvests cow patties. So does Bolivia. There's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of indoor air pollution problems in India. We have similar problems in Bolivia. I told this to a Bolivian engineer one time. I said, listen, we have studies in Central America that say indoor air pollution causes is the leading cause of death of children under 5 years. We have studies in India. We have studies in China. We have studies in Africa. He says, well, let's do a study in Bolivia. I said, yeah, well, why don't you take that money and put it in a solution and then report on that? Now, that's a little bit of the problem with the way some of the mainstream thinkers apply their funds. But you guys know this: advanced respiratory illness in children, chronic bronchitis, cataracts, health, water problem. Don O'Neill talked about that. It goes hand in hand. One thing solar cookers, wood cookers do, you can pasteurize water with them, and it's very important. You can save a lot of lives just getting people to pasteurize their water. Contaminated water causes diarrhea, and that's the most common childhood disease in developing countries. Then you also have burns that are associated with traditional cooking methods. And for us, this is my wife up here. When our shop was in La Paz, in the background you see a parabolic cooker, SK-14, Ulog cookers, box solar cookers, and this was our progression of improved wood stoves, which we call the Aprovecho wood stove because no one could understand rocket in Spanish.
They just said rocket.
Yeah. What's a rocket? And I didn't pronounce it right. I'd say corriente, but I didn't pronounce it right, so that made it worse. So we just called it the Aprovecho stove. But we think that this technology are some of the most important tools we have for relieving human suffering and environmental degradation. Now, in the very beginning, I was in solar cookers because I said, oh, what we're doing for the environment. And I had to do a study for a presentation for a Global Village Energy Partnership meeting. And I learned about what the real problem was, is health with indoor air pollution. Well, guess what? It's not just this problem or this problem. It's interlinked, and all of you know this. But I think we need to try to bring that out when we speak to people, because we need the education people on board. We need the health people on board. We need the renewable energy people on board, especially in a foreign country. And what we run into down there is usually one group is trying to do it this way, and then the environmental group is trying to do it this way, instead of synergizing your energy. Now, here we have a young boy that has to go out, make a living, so he's collecting firewood, bringing it in by mules, and he sells it. These are some of the results that we have in people's homes. This is a house in Bolivia. It's not in the city, of course. But if that smoke is coming out of the roof, what is it like inside that home? Well, here we are, cooking with llama dung. Llama dung is an important fuel in places where there are no trees and no shrubs. Look at this bare hills, and look at all the plants that they've pulled up by the roots. They cause erosion, soil loss, reduced fertility in the soil. All of these things are interrelated. But it says, the gentleman said, and several other people, awareness raising is very important, and that it should be our main job. Here this lady has each one of these little bundles. I don't know if you can see, I don't have a pointer here, but a bundle about this big, that is 5 bolivianos. Well, 5 bolivianos is about 75 cents. For somebody who makes $1 or $2 a day.
If that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in these areas, in the agriculture areas, they're not used to a cash economy anyway. So they have money when they sell the crops, and the rest of the time they don't have money. And when they do have money, they drink it all up anyway. Kind of like the Germans, huh? That's a joke on the beer. But the important thing is, what can we do to change that cycle? Here's a truck. Just all of these trees are pulled up by the roots, and no one is replanting trees. And the areas where there is wood, here most of this wood is dead, but that's still a lot of fuel that's being consumed. The manual labor involved, all of this is green. So, what are ecological cookers and who needs them? I call them alternative cooking devices that involve solar cookers in various forms, hay box cooker or retain heat cooker, and efficient wood or carbon cookers in combination come on ecological cookers. Well, that's not smoke coming out of that box. It's not on fire. That's steam coming out of a solar cooker. That's chicken cooking in a solar cooker. That's hammering in the background are people building solar cookers. Michael Baer, who was here with the Ethos program from Dayton, Ohio, is in this workshop helping build. He brought down a group of students. In our workshops, in our demonstrations, we always use the three cooker types with the people. We cook with a retained heat cooker. We cook with an improved wood stove. And we cook with a solar cooker. We think that's important. Cool. If they see you doing it, must be all right. Plus, when we've during the course of the workshops and we provide food for the people, they take home the idea, well, oh, I can make chicken in this. I wonder if I can cook ham or cook pork. No, they don't know. Three classifications of solar cookers, parabolic, panel, and box, and I'll answer your questions all at once. Here's a parabolic solar cooker. Wilfred Pimentel, I don't know if you remember this, Wilfred, but you were there in 2002. There was an event called a Tinku. We're midnight, and all these groups are coming in dancing. And Wilfred's walking around. He says, Dave, I think I'm walking through National Geographic. Do you remember that? Well, this man partied all night, and he found a secondary use for his parabolic solar cooker. He's laying down in the shade, recuperating. We are retrofitting Scheffler Community Kitchen and Oblivion Orphanage. These are 8-foot square meter parabolics that project 3 meters into a building so you can cook inside a building. This is a system in India at Mount Abu Rahastan that is saving over 400 liters of diesel per day. So I'm trying to give an idea. People say, oh, solar cooker. Well, you know, that's real homey. But there's at both ends of the scale. Then we go to this end of the scale. This is a cardboard solar cooker with a plastic bag. And a lot of people, there must be 50, 60,000 of these, of families cooking with this system in refugee camps and in other areas. There are limitations and advantages and disadvantages of each one. And you have to deal with that and not discount it because, well, this can't fry. You know? The other thing you have to take in consideration, you should take in consideration, is how the people prepare their foods and find the technology that's going to be able to match with that. Cooking rice, this is an excellent way to cook rice. Here I recycled pizza boxes. It's real tough. I was going to build two cookers and try different materials, and I didn't have enough, so I had to break down and call for a pizza. Appropriate technology. And here we are showing school children how to pasteurize water. It's using printing plates to make a panel cooker. These people are cooking soup. This is wheat. I don't know if you eat much wheat here, but in third world country they cook a lot of wheat. And they're so impressed. Why? Because it takes hours with fire to cook wheat. And with this piece of cardboard and some wire to protect the plastic bags, if you use any kind of wire, they're able to cook wheat with the sun. Wow, they love it. Here's my wife, and she's teaching solar cooking on what is called a Ulog type box cooker. It's popular to me because it has a slanted top. That means the condensation that can occur on the glass will drain back off of it. You can see steam coming out of there and soup being cooked in it, hamburger steam coming out. Now we come to a heat retention cooker. If I'm going a little fast, excuse me, I have a lot to cover. And you can look at any details on the CDs that you have. This is a commercial model about 2 years ago. One was up here. We sent it up with the Ethos team that came up, and they sent it with Margie to Dean Still. He tested it, and he said it's one of the best that he knew at that time. Since then, Don O'Neill has got involved in commercializing retained heat cookers. We're not really commercializing them. This was a commercialized version, but here's a 50-liter, here's a retained heat cooker for a 50-liter pot. Restaurants, orphanages, institutions, they can all take advantage of this. Bring your food to a boil for 10 minutes, put it in that. In this case, this is on wheels. So these ladies, two ladies, carry this big pot, they put it inside, they close it up. By 5 o'clock, they finish cooking. The children all come in. 124 orphanages are in this place. They push it over to this window in the back. They open it up and start serving the dinner meal or the soup, etc. Keeps it hot during all that time. There's a lot of practicality there. Hospitals, clinics, all of these places can use this technology and stretch their budget. Excuse me. And one thing I like about it, and one of the reasons we use the U-Log box cooker, is because when the sun don't shine, how do you solar cook? Well, you can't solar cook, but you can still use a solar cooker as a thermal cooker or retainee cooker. So it has a double value there, and that has helped us, has helped people take up the technology. Because when it's in a rainy season, they just put it aside, and then after 3 months, they forget about it. Huh? But because they can use this during the rainy season, they keep using it. And that, I think, is one of the reasons that we've been successful. Well, I was supposed to have a video in there. This is one of the simplest, and we use this. This is just ordinary rice bags. Two bags, one inside the other, and in between the two bags is wool. It could be straw. It could be rice balls. We use wool because if it gets wet, it still keeps on ticking. You know, it's still dry. So that's one reason we use wool. But you can use cotton. You can use paper. You can use palm fronds. They love it. For them, it's just incredible to boil the rice, put it inside, take it out in an hour, and it's cooked. This lady's talking Quechua. She is a participant. She loaded this basket, and now she's explaining to the people that gathered around what it is she did. And everybody's going, well, how in the world do you want me to believe that anything cooked in that bag? If you know Spanish, you won't be able to understand everything because she's speaking in Quechua. What? We're at about 4,000 meters in that place. And if you look around, you don't see too many trees. They cook mostly with cow dung in that area. Excuse me? You tell me. I only have 3 minutes left? Okay, we did start late because you said you were, you know, 20 minutes till, quarter till we started? And then a half hour? Okay. So one reason we stress the use of these box cookers is their double utility, as I said. You can see how it cooked stew. And here's some... We don't plan ahead of time what the weather's going to be like when we're cooking. So we go there and we do a demonstration. If it's raining or cloudy and we can't solar cook, we have to take advantage, and we use that as a tool to show the people how they can go forward. I'm going to skip the rest of that, but you have it on your video. You can see the commercial. I really enjoyed the look on that lady's face over there when she opened it. And we started out basically with the regular one-pot stove. With these devices, the maximum whether it's fire or smoke is no longer true with a rocket stove. Good boiling. This is in a Chapati area. It was one of the first adjustable skirts that we had. This is a six-brick stove similar to what Wilford is doing with Ken Goyer in Africa and Mexico and other places. This explanation. We built a two-burner rocket stove. And this was our shop and our testing. You can see a little bit of how the fuel works around it. Our version, we have a skirt that prevents the fire, the heat, from going out towards the back of the chimney, and it causes it to come this way to go around and this way to go around, and so we heat the griddle with this system. You can see it cooking. We're doing a cooperative agreement with EPA to scale up 20,000 of these by 2009. So next year we'll see how we're doing on that. This is also one of the institutional stoves. You can see some foods that are in place. This mote, you probably have that in Peru also. They're really good solar cookers for cooking that. This takes like 3 to 6 hours to cook with a lot of wood. And they're cooking it with 3 hours in a solar cooker. This lady made her retain heat cooker. And she also cooked food for her family. Here's a training workshop where we're delivering the single pot stoves. We don't hardly do the single pot stoves anymore. Since we started showing the other stoves, people wanted the two burner and the chimney stove. And I was always personally against a chimney stove because a third of the cost is in the chimney. But this is a learning experience for me. It doesn't depend on the efficiency. It doesn't depend on how good the stove could or not be. It depends on how the people perceive the stove and what they want. We're going to jump on down, but you can. That's inside your videos. You have These are institutional stoves that we use in schools. They're using 100-liter pots in their stoves. They were able to save about 60-70% of their fuel. These two stoves, before we installed these stoves, it took three ladies from 7 to 1:30 to cook for 360 students. Now, one lady cooks those two, she runs those two pots, and she cooks from 9 to 12:30, and she says, "You know what, David? The fuel that we used in one day now almost lasts a week." So that's important to them when they're up there and they don't have fuel. If you look around, these folks are cooking llama ribs. After they did corn, well, this is what happens to a gringo that goes up there and eats all that food. Now this lady is, she has an institutional stove. Project Concern International bought 1,240 of these to install in schools. They use 50, they have 50 students and less. You can see something important is this wire right up here that holds the chimney. I'm grateful to the training I had at Helps in Guatemala. I learned a lot from the way they're set up. This is a calendar that we use to try to show people how to maintain and clean the stove every 15 days, and every day take the ashes out, wipe the stove off. This is some of the stoves getting ready to be shipped out, our combustion chambers. This is what it's like sometimes. You can't get where you want to go. We're cooking on top of the stove as well as in a pot. Lunch is coming up. This is fun. We take, when we do a solar cooker workshop and the people are assembling the stoves with it, we do that to help it be more economical for them, for one. And the other reason is, if they put it together, they understand it. They take it home, it's theirs. They did it with their hands, and they use it more, and they understand why it works. We showed these guys how to put one together so we could cook lunch, and then later on they helped. There's my wife making a cake at the plaza. That's me dressed elegantly. But we did a workshop, and we delivered 100 stoves in one day, showing the people how to put it together themselves. A couple of them then said, "Well, we can do that," and they showed everybody else how to do it. And we just set it up, and then they took the stoves home. They started setting them up. We went by and checked on their stoves, and this is the part I like the best. That's a check. This lady's cooking with llama dung. Oh, I'm sorry, cow patties. You can see the flame is coming out of there. I think it's interesting. I don't want to show the whole video, but you can find that on your CD. These are the people who need this technology. How it works. We're going to skip this, but you get the point. We show them they have this material at home. This is how you use it. And they can make it themselves. We're not selling that, but we're giving them knowledge. And if we were right about that, we could be right about the solar cooker. Here's a WAPI. We teach WAPIs. We're with Wilford on this particular case, too. Look at this. Ladies, first time in their life, a hammer and paint, etc. We're going to jump forward a little bit so Nate doesn't get too upset with me. But going back a year later, you see people using their solar cookers, using it while they're doing other activities, and I think that's important. It's also very safe. Look at that little girl. No shoes, and she lives at 4,000 meters. There's Wilford Pimentel. 70 years old, 4,000 meters. This is some of the foods that we cook in the solar cookers. Results, 65% fuel savings, 97% use their cookers three times or more, 95% heated water for washing dishes or bathing the children, 54% pasteurized water. Now, in the later we did a project with GTZ. We just completed a contract for 1,000 stoves that we were working directly with the consumer. 58% of those people decided they put their money on a solar cooker instead of a wood stove. That impressed me. We weren't showing one instead of the other. We're presenting all of it. They choose what they bought, and many of them bought both. We've done 1,000 stoves through a participative workshop. We've trained 54 technicians. 65 municipalities have been benefited. You can read this information. You can see the different solar types here. Now, this is an interesting thing. We work with a prison, maximum security prison. In most third world countries, the government doesn't provide jobs. So this carpentry factory is building pieces for our solar cookers. And this metalworking factory, they're building the pieces for right now for our wood stoves. We think it's important giving people a choice and letting them appropriate the technology. We want to listen to what they want. We want to get others to promote for you, like the municipal government, civic groups, mothers' clubs, and stress the importance of testing. In this case, we're with Mike Hatfield from Aprovecho. We're making some changes to our stove, but before we say we're going to make this, we're testing against one we already know how it performs. Our current goals are that 1 million people in Bolivia are aware of the dangers of indoor air pollution. We're developing a Bolivian version of the place-based learning methods. We've already done what we call a social drama and radio in Quechua. We've done it in one area. It's been very successful, so now we're adapting it to put in some other areas. But it's to get them to think about, well, that cough, these eye problems, that's symptoms of a greater mal, a greater bad thing, and what they can do about it. We're industrializing the fabrication and expanding our training, and we expect to have 20,000 clean stoves delivered through 2010. Here's a plasma cutter that we'll be using on a table similar to this to cut out all of our pieces. Now we're going to be standardizing. We want to have a quality control. We're combining the subsidized approach and a standard commercialization with social marketing. We've just had completed a contract with a television station. We're going to be in a news magazine twice a week, spots three times a day for a year for under $3,000. You know, we're doing something for them. We're taking them out to our demonstrations, etc. And that's helping us raise awareness, which is the biggest thing you need to be doing. That movie didn't go. Okay. Yeah.
Is there any possibility you could wrap it up in like a minute?
Yep. Yep. This is our truck. Mike Hatfield survived this. This is on a trip to the jungle, and one of our people that swore they were an experienced driver rolled our vehicle. Improved stoves substantially contribute to the Millennium Goal. Not just solar cookers, but all improved stoves. There's action needed now. You can use this video, CD for other people. There are contact information. I can't always bring my wife with me physically, but she's always with me. I'd like to present her to you, and we want to thank you for joining us. Cooker manuals, wood stove manuals, the CDs are up here if anyone would like to have them.